to Bayou Garden on 89.3 WRKF. I'm Dan Gill with the LSU Ag Center. Spending time in the landscape with children is a joy. But just as you would childproof an indoor room, it's important to take safety precautions in the yard to keep young ones safe. The following are some tips on outdoor safety with children. As they get older, make sure you teach your children to never eat any plant part unless an adult is supervising. While eating fruits and vegetables you've grown yourself can be a part of the joy of gardening, many common ornamental plants can make you sick if you eat them, and some can be very poisonous. Don't allow children to eat soil from the garden. Some soils may contain relatively high amounts of lead and should not be consumed by children. Keep an eye out for plants such as poison ivy. Walk your property frequently and look for young, bushy poison ivy plants, as well as vines climbing up trees or among shrubbery. Teach your children what poison ivy looks like and make sure they know not to come into contact with it. Check for plants with spiny leaves or thorns, such as agaves, roses, yucca, hollies, or pyracantha, which might be in your landscape. Remove dangerous plants if necessary, especially if they're close to play areas where children are running. Don't plant any spining plants next to raised porches, decks, or steps where children might fall into them. Be careful with sharp tools and discuss with your children which tools are safe for them to use and which are not. When you lay down tools between use, place forks, rakes, and other pointed tools with tines downward into the soil. Put tools up promptly when they're no longer being used. If you want your children to work in the garden with you, it's a good idea to purchase gardening tools made for kids and properly sized for their use, such as shovels, rakes, or hoes. This gives kids a chance to more closely identify with gardening since they have their own personal tools, and it's also safer. Always store pesticides and fertilizers locked in cabinets in their original containers. Don't leave pesticide containers out while you're using them, and children should never be around while pesticides are being mixed or applied. Be especially watchful of young children around ponds, pools, and even buckets full of liquids. Small children can drown in even small amounts of water. Fence off ponds or other aquatic features if necessary. Control any fire ant hills in the area where children are likely to play or garden. Their bites can be very painful, and it's very easy to get into a hill without actually knowing. Always wash hands thoroughly right after you finish gardening, and use antiseptics on cuts or scrapes. Store the propane tanks for gas grills so that children cannot reach them or turn the knobs. Don't use a power lawnmower when children are in the yard, even if they're well away from you. Mowers can throw objects considerable distances with great force. It's also a good idea to check neighboring yards to see if kids are out playing there. Although no good substitute for a watchful eye, fences are a good way to help keep wandering young ones in bounds. Make sure there's no access to the street or driveway from the children's play area. Look at the world from your child's point of view. With the right attitude, the yard can be safe and happy for you and your family for hours and hours of gardening fun. This is Bayou Gardening. I'm Dan Gill. Join us next week at this time for more on your garden. Podcasts of the show are available at wrkf.org.